roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Hi, so welcome Dana to the show. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
You sound kind of chipper for somebody who might be a cheating victim.
Well, I'm not really married to him or anything, so...
Well, that's a good point. So let's talk about him. Who are we putting to the test for you today?
We are putting Glenn to the test.
All right. And tell us about Glenn, please.
So Glenn and I have been dating since the beginning of summer, and he's a really sweet guy. He has this nice condo at the oceanfront, really great job, makes a lot of money, polite, handsome.
So basically the perfect guy. Then you found the perfect guy.
Basically, yes.
Okay. So why are we putting him to the test then if he's so perfect?
Well, that might be the reason, actually. Like, I'm really falling hard for him, and I feel like I want to know where this relationship is going, but I know guys just hate it when women ask that question.
Yes, we do. So basically, you want to know where the relationship is going without actually having to ask, hey, where do you see this relationship going?
Exactly.
I can respect that. Now, has he given you any indications that he's losing interest at all or that there might be somebody else?
I mean, there are a couple things that have me worried. Like, for starters, we usually hang out when it's convenient for him. Like, if it works for his schedule, I don't know. But then again, he has a job that forces him to travel a lot. So, like, every couple of weeks, I'm either driving him to the airport or picking him up.
Okay.
Now, does he ever ask you to join him on any of these trips?
No, not really. But I wouldn't be able to anyways, because it's usually during the week and I'd have to miss work. So,
okay, so you feel like you spend time when it's convenient for him then?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But again, I don't mind. I just wish we spent a little more time together.
Okay. And has there been any indication from him that there's any other women? I get the time thing, but like, have you visited his place, for example, and found like a woman's hair tie under the bed or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Well, listen, if anything, we could run War of the Roses here, and maybe this will let you know where you stand. I mean, if he picks you, then I think the relationship is going right where you want it to go. And if he picks somebody else, then you probably know you've got competition, and he's not exactly ready to settle down yet. So let's find out. Now, before we do this, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Glenn please.
That would be me.
Hi, Glenn. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users, and we reward these people with a little prize as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners. So congrats.
Wow, fantastic. Is this through Citibank, you said?
It's through the Visa Rewards Program. Every time you use a Visa debit or credit card, you get entered in the drawing. We pick a ton of winners every month.
Oh, okay. That's great. So I'm the winner then this month?
Yes, you sure are. Do you have a few minutes so I can tell you about your prize?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so the prize for the month of October is flowers, which means you won a really nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I called you is because a lot of the guys who won didn't want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So is this something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or did you want to send them directly to you?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't really need the flowers personally.
Well, that's why I called. So did you want us to send them to somebody on your behalf then?
Yeah, you know what? I guess I better send them to my wife, right?
Well, that's up to you.
Hold on a second. Your wife?
Hello?
What do you mean, your wife?
Oh, snap! Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Because when I met you, you told me your wife died. So I'm kind of wondering why you'd be sending flowers to a dead woman.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I gotta wait. What the hell is going on?
Hey, Glenn. So listen, this isn't actually the Visa Rewards Program. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. We got Dana on the other line. She asked us to put you to the test because she wanted to make sure you were serious about your relationship with her.
Well, I guess you're not if you're f***ing married.
Oh, my God.
So, are you?
Am I what?
Are you married?
Well, yes, technically, but it's not working out, and I was going to tell you about everything anyway.
Oh, you were. And when exactly were you going to do that?
Glenn, is this the kind of situation where you're technically married, but maybe you're separated right now, or...?
I'm still married.
Okay, so how is it that you live alone in that condo then?
Well, that's not my condo.
What?
It's not my condo. That's not my car. I'm just watching both of them for a friend of mine who's overseas right now. And he's paying me to watch his stuff because I'm out of work right now. So I fly down here, spend a week or two here, then I fly back home.
So basically you lied about everything then?
I mean, not everything. I never lied about how I feel about you. I love spending time with you. I want to keep seeing you.
Sure. What a great idea. Tell you what, why don't you go home and ask your wife if it's okay with her? And when she says yes, just give me a call.
I mean, if that's what you want me to do.
No, that's not what I want you to do, you f***ing idiot.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.